This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
So I just got a text from my wife. We were invited to go to the Cardinals game on Friday night to sit in a suite by a client of my wife's. And my response was, slight problem, the Chiefs play Friday night. But she's saying the game will be in on the suite or on the suite.
Oh, yeah, you know it will.
Yeah, I'm sure it will.
Enjoy the food.
I'm ready for the NFL. I'm just telling you. Tonight is the last night that I don't have to worry about how I will entertain myself for a while, because there's football on tomorrow night. There's football on Friday night. There's college football on Saturday. There's NFL on Sunday. There's NFL on Sunday night. There's NFL on Monday night. I know, Sue, you're just as excited as I am, right?
I do kind of like
but,
it.
But, I mean, I live for football, and I'm so glad that it's back. I'm a little surprised that we're already into the first week of September, but that's where we are. Hey, Jay Peter Zane is back with us. He is one of the editors and reporters at Real Clear Investigations. I love him as a political pundit. Back with us on this Wednesday night. Peter, how are you?
I'm doing great. I still have my Yankees to root for, so I haven't completely switched to football mode yet.
Well, and that's part of the problem. You know, what you're illustrating here is part of the problem, because I am a huge baseball fan, and Fred and I, you know, we've followed the Cardinals. The Cardinals maybe exceeded expectations earlier in the season. Unfortunately, right, the Yankees came to town and dismissed us pretty easily a couple weeks ago. But I'm just done with baseball, just because the Cardinals have kind of been a lost proposition for maybe the next few years. So I'm very excited about football.
No, that's the funny thing about baseball is it's hard to just watch games where your team isn't playing, whereas football, you can watch anybody.
Yep, that
I'll
is
go
true.
Watch.
That's a great point. It really is, especially if the game is compelling and it's close. So that's really an excellent point. Okay, we don't know each other personally, but you've been a guest on my show for many, many years. I like your material. I read it. Is it my imagination, or is Peter Zane drifting a little further away from some of the support of the things happening in this administration?
No, I think what happened in my last piece, and actually I sort of began articulating this idea in the previous one we talked about, is one of my main beefs with liberals and the left for the last 10 years has been that they're unprincipled, and that is that they want a result, and whatever they need to do to get the result is acceptable. And my concern with Donald Trump is that, you know, with these efforts to go after John Bolton and Lisa Cook and, you know, to a lesser extent, Brennan, but that, you know, at some point, conservatives are supporting him simply because they want a result that gets people they don't like, as opposed to saying, is this good for the country?
Yeah, and I understand that. And, you know, a real-life example of that in a different way would be this redistricting stuff. Because while it's getting a lot of attention in Texas, we're doing or attempting to do the same thing here. We had a special session that was you know, called by our governor, Mike Kehoe. There are lawmakers there right now. They're dealing with a couple of different issues, but one of them is redrawing the maps just a couple years after we did this after the census. And as someone who does try to, you know, stand on principle and tries to be consistent, because my gauge is always, well, would I be pissed off about this if the Democrats were doing the same thing? And the answer is, yes, I would be. The difficulty in that particular question is that I look at that and I say, and this is where, you know, I even have to dig deep within my own principles. I say, okay, well, I do have a problem with it, and I did have a problem with it when the Democrats did it, but look what they've done, and they've taken advantage of their power, and we just sit here and we never do that, and that's why we have to do it. So you kind of rationalize this stuff in your head to a certain extent.
I completely agree. I think that the gerrymandering thing is an even better example of how, to some extent, the extremes of both parties have sort of completely, they're dominating the landscape. And so the choices that we're faced with are sort of extreme responding to extreme. Anybody just taking a step back says, this is totally not right that Massachusetts doesn't have a single Republican.
Right.
Or
yeah.
Texas is going to have, you know, four Democrats. And, you know, obviously redistricting is a lot more difficult when you get into the maps with actually creating non-gerrymandered districts, meaning that they're cohesive. Some parties, I think the Republicans in particular, have a natural advantage because of their dominance of rural and ex-urban areas. So, but we can just see it's not fair. But what happens is, you know, we're letting extremes on both sides, and I don't know what to do about it, you know, dominate the discussion. So this becomes our choice. And when that's your choice, then you say, well, the heck with them, because I don't want them taking advantage. I mean, and you think about this, raise one other thing, and we're very lucky here, but, you know, what would we be doing if the Republicans said, we're going to pack the Supreme Court and we're going to get rid of the filibuster?
Yeah, because that's what the Democrats are going to do. And I've been opposed to both of those things. And, you know, it's again where you have some conflict. Look, I would like to be very consistent on that, but you already have people out there saying, look, if the Democrats take control, if they get the trifecta in 2028, they're going to try that, right?
Yeah, no. But, you know, so we can say, I don't want to live in a country, or I can't imagine what America would be like if we didn't have the filibuster, okay? So I'm glad that the Republicans haven't done that. On the other hand, I have every expectation that the Democrats would, if, like you said, if they have the trifecta. So it's sort of just a checkup call of, you know, being aware of where our rotten politics is leading us, the choices that it's making, presenting to good people. And all I was trying to do in that column is, let's just make sure to take a step back and go, this is messed up. I don't know how to get out of it, but
yeah,
it's messed up.
And I try to do that. I do that internally. I do it sometimes right on the air. And it becomes very, very difficult to stay, you know, consistent, because a lot of this really I would put on the media, because what happens with some of these issues is I get so angry about the, you know, the way that the media covered certain stories. I mean, I was talking about immigration today. Think about the way that was covered up, or Biden. So you use right that as sort of a default excuse to say, look, I'm pissed off about that, so I'm going to let some of this other stuff go because of the way that the legacy media didn't even touch this with Biden or Kamala.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
100%. And I mean, I hate to say it because we're in the media, but they are really the driver of so much of this. You know, they're so rotten. And the other thing is, you know, and this is where, again, gets very tricky. I think you and I are pretty realistic, from what I can gather from hearing you, about what's going on. But, you know, the truth is that if you ask Democrats, they would tell you everything we did was righteous. You know, Trump was a threat. We were trying to protect the Republic. So, and I know they're wrong and they're full of it, but, you know, that's one of the complications in life is that reality is sort of what we agree reality is, as opposed to it being an objective truth for most things. You know, it's not a scientific fact. And there's always the possibility that we're convincing ourselves of something that isn't quite right.
Well, right, and that's why good journalism is important, and there's not enough of it out there. But then there's let me offer this as an example, because I played this soundbite earlier. I didn't air it yesterday. This to me is just stunning, because I think there's objectivity and subjectivity, and then there's just reality, as you were indicating. So here's Jen Psaki. After President Trump does event after event, he's on camera. Every time I looked at the damn television last week, I see him on answering questions with people during different parts of the day. And then Jen Psaki goes on MSNBC and says this.
Look, we may never know why Donald Trump suddenly spent a week hiding entirely from the American public, but you don't actually need baseless online conspiracies to explain why he might not want to show his face in public right now. I mean, for starters, there's the polling, and boy, is it brutal.
Okay, I can let her go on with her BS, but I'm right. Not going to, because it's all BS. But for her to sit there and act, and her audience believes this, right? And Colbert's audience, they believe these things. Trump was missing for... He went quiet for, what, 2 days over a holiday weekend after he did nonstop. He did more questions and answers with the media last week than Joe Biden. I don't think this is...
A cabinet meeting.
Yeah, exactly. He's had seven of those, and Joe Biden had how many in his whole administration? But that doesn't matter, because, again, orange man bad. So that's why I get all worked over this stuff, because she can go on and say something that's not even close to being the truth. I mean, they want to call out lies and things that Trump says and things that I say, and she goes on and says something like that. That has nothing to do with objectivity. That has something to do with Jen Psaki completely lying about the situation.
Yeah, 100%. And I guess, you know, it just always gets back to, you know, are you going to be the bigger person and the better person? But if you are, then, especially with these folks, then you're giving them some advantage. You're rewarding them in some ways. But, you know, you also are not being the bigger person and the better person.
Well, you got to keep honest.
I mean, I'll say one other thing about the left is, if you remember George Kennan, and I think it was 1949 when he wrote this famous X memo about containment, and well, we got to contain the Soviet Union. But the point he made about the left, communists, but the left in general, is they don't believe you deserve the truth. So they're the people like Jen Psaki who have such contempt for everyday Americans that they think they don't deserve the truth. They deserve to be told what will allow me to achieve power and whatever
That's
else
right.
I want.
That's exactly right.
And the problem is that a bunch of these knuckleheads who watch these brain dead people who watch her, you know, believe it. I honestly think, so I think that there's a extreme group up top who lie and do these things to get power. I think they control the Democratic Party, and I think that there's just a bunch of people who think they're smart, and they're actually pretty stupid because they listen to this stuff, and they believe it when it flies in the face, and that's what makes it especially hard for the rest of us, because their lies are so bad.
Yeah, and look, and that's why I get angry, because, look, Fox isn't perfect, and I've seen some spin on Fox that I might not appreciate, but they always want to go to the Fox viewer or Fox News when I would put their news coverage up against CNN or MSNBC and the accuracy of some of this stuff any day of the week. Peter Zane, always great to have you on. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, take
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.